This is John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire, and you're listening to the Advance Your Art, No More Starving Artists podcast. Now here's your host, Yuri Cataldo.
Welcome to the Advance Your Art podcast, where we talk about the journey from artist to entrepreneur and everything in between. You've worked hard to hone your craft. Now take it to the next level with tips, techniques, strategies, and routines used by successful artists to grow their businesses and careers. Now, let's get started and have some fun with your host, Yuri Cataldo.
Advance Your Art Podcast. I'm your host, Yuri Cataldo. Thank you so much for tuning in to this introductory episode, where I'm going to discuss a bit about who I am, what this podcast is about, and why you should tune in every single week. This podcast is a result of my own personal obsession with the connection between art and entrepreneurship, and why nowadays artists truly need to embrace the idea of becoming creative entrepreneurs. I'm someone who's been through multiple years at multiple art schools, and never once did I ever receive any business advice or business training. So when I graduated, of course the economy collapses very shortly thereafter, and my world changes, so I had to figure it out. And I know I'm not alone. Unfortunately, the majority of art programs nowadays still only focus on the art training and not the business side. So many people are graduating without the ability to actually make money from their art. So this podcast is the one that I wish existed when I was in school. It's going to be interviews between 30 and 60 minutes in length with successful artists who are either now making money from their art, have started a company, or have transitioned into the corporate culture and are doing something totally different. I'm going to be asking them about techniques, strategies, habits that they have, books they've read, advice they've received, failures that they've had and how they overcome those. And frankly, if they were starting over right now, what would they do differently, or what advice do they wish they would have received? So if you're an art student, somebody who's working professionally in the arts, somebody who is starting a company, someone who's running a company, or frankly, if you're somebody who just wants to transition into the corporate world and doesn't have a traditional business background, this is the podcast for you. This podcast is going to trace the roots from artist to entrepreneur. So why am I so interested in this? Well, I spoke about it a little bit, but I went through training at Indiana University as a painter and then graduated as a costume designer. I then spent a year at Juilliard before I transitioned into my MFA at the Yale School of Drama. And again, all three of those programs, on while being fantastic training ground in the arts, taught me nothing about how to actually make money from their art. I always like to joke that the only business advice I ever received was when I was graduating from Yale. I was told to just hire an agent and that everything would be fine. Well, I graduated and, well, didn't hire the agent, but ultimately that advice never actually worked out. And I'm sure I'm not the only person who that advice didn't work out for. So I graduated, worked for some Broadway shows, and thought that my career as a set and costume designer would be fine. And then the economy collapses, and many of the jobs that existed all went away. And a lot of the people who I worked for suddenly were not getting jobs. At the same time, my personal life takes a huge hit, and I have to move back to Indiana and live with my parents, which as a 29-year-old person is fantastic. and not depressing at all. So 29, my career collapses, I live at home with my parents, I'm fighting depression and trying to figure out what to do next. Well, bills are still due, so I had to just make it work. So I took many, many terrible jobs, some of which were being a sign holder for Verizon Wireless. I was a waiter. At the same time, there were a few other people with master's degrees, some of which were lawyers at the same place I worked at, which my boss loved because he always joked that he had the smartest wait staff in South Bend. And it wasn't until I stumbled into a job at a TV station where things really started turning around. So I talked my way into getting that job because I had no formal sales training. And on day one, they handed me a phone book and they said, "Here you go, Yuri. Your job is now to sell advertisements to small business owners. Take this phone book and look them up and then just go do it." And again, I had to pay the bills, so that's what I did. I went door to door and spoke with small business owners all across the Michiana area. And it took me a while to get used to it and to find my bearings, but I started getting really good at it. And I really enjoyed the fact that I was spending a lot of time learning from small business owners, finding out about what it was really like on their side and what their thoughts were, what their fears were, what really made their businesses tick. In January of 2011, I joined their ranks and bootstrapped the bottled water company Indigo H2O. I honestly had no idea how to start a company. I had read a few books, did a lot of research on the bottled water industry, and because of my own personal obsession with bottled water, just jumped in with both feet and just made it happen. I hustled my way from 2011 to 2015 when my company was finally closed for reasons beyond my control. And honestly, if you're really interested in hearing that story, that's reach out to me for that one. But I like to joke that I have a real world MBA from my company. So I read as many books as I could get my hands on. I reached out to dozens and dozens of people who were much smarter and much more successful than I am and asked for their advice. And frankly, took of it as much of it as I could and then just did it. So from 2011 to 2015, my company went from this $100 startup into something quite substantial. So some of the key highlights of those years, I was able to get my bottled water featured in the MTV Video Music Awards, the Emmys, the Golden Globes, and the Oscars. I won 3 international awards from the Berkeley Springs International Water Tasting. And yes, there is actually a water tasting, and it is quite a sight to behold. I won a bronze medal the first year I entered, a silver medal the second year I entered, and then in 2015, we won a gold medal and were named the best tasting water in the world. I also had distribution at the local and international level. So I was in Whole Foods in the Midwest, multiple locations, as well as independent hotel chains and grocery stores and lots of restaurants. And then internationally in Denmark, Sweden, Australia, Italy, Argentina, and a few other countries, which is not too bad for basically a theater nerd with no business training. So because of my own personal struggle, I want to help others do exactly the same thing and succeed far beyond where I have gone. Now, I have transitioned into running a program for Emerson College. It's called the Business of Creative Enterprises. And frankly, it is the bachelor's version of this podcast. So starting in the fall, we're bringing in a number of students with an arts background, continuing their arts training, but also giving them the marketing training that they really, really need to survive. So my goal, again, is to turn art students into creative entrepreneurs so they can be their own marketers and choose their own path to success, which sometimes means starting their own company, sometimes means selling their artwork, and sometimes that means working for a large corporation. But either way, they get to decide, which is the key. So the majority of these podcasts are going to be filmed live on the Emerson campus from my office outside of the Boston Common. So if you're in the Boston area and want to meet up and chat, please let me know. I advise a lot of artists and small businesses and startups in the area. So feel free to reach out at any time. I can be found on Twitter at YCataldo, or you can email me at Yuri, that's Y-U-R-I, at advanceyourart.com. It's also really easy to find me on Google because there are only a few people in the world named Yuri Cataldo. So there you go. But yes, if you're in the Boston area and would like to meet for coffee or for a drink, please let me know. That would be awesome. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please tell your friends about it and go on to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and listen to the other interviews that I have with other people. You can also find more information about each of the guests on the website, advanceyourart.com. Thank you again for tuning in for this introductory episode. If at any time you have tips, suggestions, ideas for guests, please do feel free to reach out to me at any time or post them in the iTunes comments. And always, if you truly enjoyed this episode and this podcast, please tell your friends about it and give us a 5-star rating. It really helps with the iTunes rankings. Thank you so much and have a great day.